Guys, I'm here with Daniel Talia. Tales, welcome to 5AA Footy. That's seven wins in a row now. You must be particularly pleased with how dominant that second half was.
Yeah, we were really happy to reset ourselves after the second quarter. I thought we were really outplayed, although the scoreboard probably didn't show that. They put us under real pressure and we were a bit sloppy with our hands and our kicking in that second quarter. But, we were able to manage the scoreboard, and from half-time, again, like last week, we reset ourselves and come out and started raining, and we adapted to the conditions probably a bit better than Carlton did, and went on to a good win.
Tales, I'm sure it would have been mentioned at half-time, you had more handballs and you had kicks, and you just overused it a bit. You mentioned the pressure. Was that something that Don talked about?
Oh, definitely. I think, as you said, they brought really good pressure, and we just couldn't get out of our back half, and they set up really well defensively, and that's been a strength of theirs all year under Brendan Bolton, coming from Hawthorn. So we knew we had to, kick it forward more, play a bit more contest footy, and when we stopped handballing, we were able to get it forward and put a contest on it and score. So that's certainly something, as you said, that was mentioned at half-time by Pikey.
So do you have an instruction in congestion or stoppage that you can just check it forward and high, or do you like to chain it out of those congested passages?
Yeah, I suppose it depends on the situation. If there's a lot of pressure around, you just want to get it forward and try and get it out of bounds and create a contest, because usually the other team's got numbers there. But if you've got numbers around and you've got composure and you're able to chain it out, it's going to be a lot better result. So I just didn't think we got the balance right. We probably were a bit too cute at half-time, and after half-time in the rain, we just kicked it forward and reset ourselves each contest and kicked some really good goals, and our forward pressure was really good. So tale of, I suppose, two halves in the end.
51 inside 50s you kept them to, which is about, it's not too bad, but the real beauty of that was they only scored 7 goals, 5, so you kept them to 12 scoring shots. Your back 6 has been as miserly as ever, and you're very, very good again today.
Yeah, I thought, especially in the second half, we were able to, hold that player behind the ball in the wet conditions, and when they looked up and kicked it forward, we probably had that extra number there. So that really worked to our, in our favour. And as you said, we put on a really good contest in the first half down back. Although the ball was down there a lot, we didn't really let them score a lot and managed to tick the scoreboard over ourselves, which was a bit lucky. So, we were pretty happy with the result down back, but still a lot of things to work on, and really look forward to the next 2 weeks against, two quality teams in Collingwood and Geelong.
This is the match review. Thanks to Bro Hotel Group and Subway. Our special guest is Daniel Talia. Crows getting up by 60 points. Now, Tales, you've been on fire in front of goals this year. You've kicked 6 career goals. You've kicked 1 this year. You are definitely drifting down around 40 to 50 metre mark. You're getting a sniff for it, aren't you?
At times today, I'm going to admit I did get a bit of a sniff and ran forward at times. But, we were able to do that because we locked the ball in the forward half and were able to get really high. And I ran forward a bit and got a bit of the ball, which was nice because it's not always the case. So, happy to get a bit of the pill and hopefully I can do the next couple of weeks.
Is that just through your own confidence? If we went back 2 years ago, that we would never see you forward to the centre.
Yeah, I suppose it's we've got a different game plan and a different system, and it's not as much probably man on man. I'm able to roll off a bit more and hand a player over to my teammates. So that's certainly something that Pikey's brought in from West Coast, and we play a system rather than following players around and reacting to the opposition forward line. So that's certainly contributed to a lot of guys getting a bit more ball back there. Snake Lever today, and probably another 25 or 26, and then Lairdy, who's always got 30 under his name. So a bit of ball back there, but we'll just keep going with it.
Part of that total team footy, the versatility to be able to do that, and that's with the forward line as well. Again, 9 different goal kickers, but again, sometimes Tales too unselfish.
Yeah, it's probably a feature of our forward line. It's a good thing at times, but at other times they can just kick the goal, I reckon. We do all the hard work and we just got to nail it and finish it and not overplay it. So I'm sure that's something they'll go through this week.
28 disposals yourself. Is that close to your career high?
Yeah, I think it is, Bix. I think it's a career high.
Can we stand in the commentary box?
We're all standing.
Little claps, little golf claps, son.
Just tell us about 7 wins in a row. And you've been able to pretty much every week either go in unchanged or 1 change. The continuity you've got and the confidence that you appear to be playing with, it's like no matter if teams challenge you, you feel as if you know you can score quickly, or you can adjust at halftime. Is that the way you're feeling?
Yeah, I think you've got to be you've got to be able to adapt as a team. And I think that's something we've really improved on this year, picking up on structures and changing things when opposition teams throw different structures at us. So that's something we've really worked on hard as a leadership group and through the whole group, really. And, that's paying dividends. We're able to adapt in games, and that's probably contributing to the scoreboard as well.
We heard Don Pike had the, well, we're calling it the Don Pike jig or shuffle after the West Coast win. A 10-goal win at the MCG versus Carlton. Did that get the Don Pike shuffle or jig happening?
No, it didn't, to be honest. We've got two really tough games coming up, so we need it. We know we need to keep improving. And, well, it's great to win back-to-back at the MCG because you don't get here often. It's a really good opportunity to get back here 2 weeks in a row. We're looking forward to Collingwood, who are on fire, and then Geelong away after that. So, you know, a good tough 2 weeks coming up.
That was a shocking question. Do 10 push-ups, that was a shocking question. His heartbeat wouldn't have even gone up.
I want to see a little bit more emotion out of our coach, the old easy listening D Pike. That's all. And I want to know if he did a shuffle.
Last one for you, Tails, before we let you go. Any reason why the Levi Casbolt punch into the stomach of Kyle Hardigan, why did that happen?
I've got no idea. I was on the bench at the time and I was looking away and then looked up and Hardo was on the ground. So, he probably got a bit frustrated. At times it's hard as a forward in those conditions in the wet. So
he took out the frustration you gave him on the
floor. Poor Hardo rolls over to him for a minute and gets cracked in the guts. But, I'm sure there wasn't much in it. But, I didn't really see it.
They've got a game for that.
Just on that, Tails, you're on the bench. We called it once where Casbolt had a shot at goal. It missed. Do you get a bit flat when you go to the bench and you're man as a shot or he kicks a goal?
Oh, I used to get really flat when it was just man v man, but over time I'm learning to calm down a bit and just be a bit more settled. So the boys are doing the job for me this year, so it hasn't happened too many times.
Rowie said he saw you sitting on the bench and you punched
yourself. No, you punched your fist. You keep being measly, Tails.
Or miserly,
Oh, sorry.
Don't want any German measles, do you? Ty, you've just had a week's holiday, you goose. Oh, Tails.
Tails, great man.
You guys are on fire.
Actually, we have been very impressive today. Good on you, Tails. And look, we'll let you know if you make the 3-2-1. We think you're in there.
We'll see if Big squeezes me in there.
All right, mate. Good on you, Daniel Talia. There, a 60-point victory. He's a good man. And you would just...
How good a player is he?
You would hate. This is not being over the top. But if you're a forward and you know you're up against Daniel Talia, you are in for the toughest day in the office.
Yeah, and look, early on, there's a couple of times where there was some separation and I thought, you know what, Casbolt's just got him on the lead and they missed him once and he kicked a good goal and I thought, you know what, maybe he's going to get a couple against Daniel. But true to the man, he is such a competitor and when it looked like he had some space, he just adjusted. He was fingering the back stuff. He just never let him out of his sight. He came off him a couple of times. He spoiled. He got, as we heard him say, a career-high 28 disposals, certainly for mine in the top three. Just where he slots in, we'll wait and see.
A little bit of mystique. I like that, Vic.